Farm Country 102.3 WRMJ with the latest from Luke Combs from the Twisters soundtrack. That was Ain't No Love in Oklahoma. Well, good morning, everyone. Kia Windsor in with you until 9 o'clock today. 7:45 and 71 degrees currently here at the WRMJ downtown studios. And it's my turn, guys. You've heard Ty, you've heard Jim. We're all sort of saying see you later to John Hoshite today after 41 years. And I actually had to just type something up or I might cry. So I'm going to just read a little something I wrote up as we say goodbye to John today as he sets out for retirement and moves closer to family. We've known this day was coming for a long time. We've been lucky to have John here in a part-time capacity for the past year as we've transitioned to our new home here in downtown Aledo, but it still stings knowing that we won't be seeing him walk through the door several times a week. John gave me a chance. As a 19-year-old college student, I started working at WRMJ in 2002 as a part-time board operator, and I've spent countless hours in that old studio engineering ball games and just learning how radio works. I worked here for a couple of years while going to college for broadcasting, and John even helped me to get my first full-time radio job in Monmouth, even though it meant he'd be losing an employee. I wound up getting out of radio for about a decade, but off and on over the years, I came back to WRMJ to help out if John needed help. And on the flip side of that, in times where I needed extra income, I could always call John and he would find some hours for me. I've done just about every job here: board operator, copywriter, announcer, and eventually full-time salesperson, and now morning show host. And any skills or talent that I have is greatly thanks to the guidance and example set by John Hoshite. I've never known a more flexible or family-oriented boss. Family always comes first with John, and he has never once made me feel badly if I've needed to leave early or work from home or call off work even to take care of my kids. John has never raised his voice to me. He's never behaved in any way other than the kind man that he appears to be. He really is that genuine, and there's no one else like him. It's been an honor to work at WRMJ under the great leadership of John Hoshite. John, I wish you and Joe a very happy retirement, and don't forget to come back and visit us once in a while. All right, guys, I got through it just barely, we'll probably hear some more tributes to John today. We're just so happy for him, but at the same time, it's bittersweet for us. We hate to see him go, but so happy for him on his retirement. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back with a look at your weather forecast right after this.